Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Thank you. right, that was Clifford Jordan with John Jenkins on alto. It's kind of why I bought that record. And Lee Morgan on trumpet. That was called Beyond the Blue Horizon. And you are listening to Let's Get Lost on WYXR. Saving lives one record at a time. 91.7 on your FM dial. And no, this is not a politically oriented talk show. Aren't you glad? That's right. We're going to play music. Music to lighten your mood and, you know, music. And that's what radio is for. It's to play music, and we're gonna play the heck out of it. And sadly, a couple weeks ago, we lost Benny Golson. Well, 2 days ago, we lost Quincy Jones. I just... The pioneers of the music, there are just not many of them left, and the ones that are left are dying off. Quincy Jones. I'm not going to do a bio for you on Quincy Jones. Everybody knows who Quincy Jones is. I did read he won. The only person who's won more Grammys than Quincy Jones, I think, is Beyonce. He had like 22 Grammys over his career. He had to build like a room to hold them all. And he was just such a cat. And he's actually more known by the general public, I think, for his work in pop music and produced Michael Jackson's big selling records and all kinds of stuff and TV and film scores and blah, blah, blah. He was just an amazing dude and so prolific. In fact, I guess he had a kind of a physical / nervous breakdown at a fairly young age because he was working so hard. They said he just worked like, you know, 22 hours a day writing scores and orchestrating. He was with Lionel Hampton's band, orchestrated for him, and blah, blah, blah. He was just such a pioneer. And he started out in jazz. I think the general public probably doesn't even know that. He started out as a jazz guy, trumpet, piano, big bands, orchestrating for other big bands. I don't know. I have to look and see kind of when he transitioned from jazz into all these other things, probably in the early 60s when rock and roll became a thing. But he was just one of the greats. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do a whole hour of Quincy Jones. I did do that for Benny Golson, but I'm going to do a set of Quincy stuff. And we're going to start out with an early record he made with Art Farmer, little 10-incher. And he and Art Farmer kind of co-wrote everything. I think Quincy Jones probably did most of the writing. But Farmer is, he's credited as a co-writer of all these tunes. And I thought it was appropriate if we start out with a tune that's called The Little Bandmaster. Thank you.
just a little bit of soul.
GPAC presents Valerie June on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. With three critically acclaimed best-selling solo albums, June skillfully weaves a tapestry of folk, soul, gospel, country, blues, psychedelia, and symphonic pop. Find your center with Valerie June. More information and tickets for sale at gpacweb.com.
All right, rest in peace, Quincy. You were awesome. That was Moanin', which came from, I guess it was his first record under his own name. He did a lot of records for Emmerke, Mercury. That was called The Birth of a Band. Very bright, very brassy, loud. Right down my alley, actually. It's kind of my wheelhouse. Before that, One Mint Julep from Ray Charles, which is a cornerstone record for anybody that likes this music. And a kind of a strange combo because it was Quincy Jones on approximately half the tunes doing the orchestration, and the other half was Ralph Burns, who was fantastic in his own right. That's just kind of a weird combo to me. You know, Ralph Burns was this nerdy West Coasty dude, and Quincy Jones was Quincy Jones. So anyway, great album, just fantastic. Started out with The Little Bandmaster with Quincy and Art Farmer on Prestige Records. All right, moving on, we're going to hear from Fletcher Henderson with Coleman Hawkins, and that's, I think of this as Coleman Hawkins. Fletcher Henderson is a little early for this show. I don't usually do music from the 30s, but I was listening to this record for some reason the other day, and I was like, wow, what a cool tune. It's called Queer Notions, written by Coleman Hawkins, and I don't even like to say this out loud because I'm just afraid of the hate mail, but probably the first 20 years that I was digging jazz, I was not a Coleman Hawkins fan. I didn't really like him, which is amazing to say out loud. I think that's the first time I've ever said that out loud to myself. And I'm like, yeah, that was really, if I'm honest, that was the truth. He sounded old fashioned to me, and I just didn't really, you know, a lot of vibrato, and I didn't like it. And then about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, I came to my senses and realized that Coleman Hawkins was, if not the greatest tenor player, at least one of them. And later in his life, and I don't mean late, like when he was old, I mean, you know, the 40, you know, when he came back from Europe, he transitioned into kind of that swing to bop thing, and it is so good. But this record he wrote, or this tune he wrote, this was recorded in the mid to late 30s for Fletcher Henderson. And just listen, it's so modern and just crazy. It could have been written by, you know, George Russell or somebody. And it just shows you how far-thinking Coleman Hawkins was, even when he was playing. Wasn't playing modern music per se, but golly, he sure was today on this tune. And he was thinking really far out there. So anyway, Queer Notions by Coleman Hawkins with Fletcher Henderson. Thank you.
too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, that will stand by amorous. You're just too wonderful, never find the words that say enough, tell enough, I mean that they're not swell enough. You're much too much, and oh so very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful, too marvelous for words.
LRK is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, a nationally recognized full-service architectural planning and interior design firm. LRK has advanced to the built environment in the city of Memphis for over 40 years. Learn more about how LRK can bring your ideas to life at lrk.com.
All right, that was Jane Felding, Too Marvelous for Words. Jane Felding, I was not familiar with her, but I found this record with Kenny Drew Quartet with Joe Manny. Kenny Drew played a lot with Joe Manny in those days, and I thought, wow, gotta have it. And it's a great record, just great. And that was, of course, Joe Manny in there wailing away along with Kenny. Before that, Charlie Christian, I Got Rhythm from the Harlem Breakfast Club, a live recording on Uptown Records with Oscar Pettiford on bass. I've been on a Charlie Christian kick lately, and can't get enough of him. And we start out with Coleman Hawkins, the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, doing Queer Notions, written by Hawkins. And can't say it enough, just modern stuff from the 30s. You don't get that a lot. All right, we are halfway home here, past halfway home, which is painful because I'm not going to get through all my records. But we're going to keep spinning the tunes. I have been going through all my Monk records, and I got to tell you, that's a lot. I don't know how many Thelonious Monk records I have, but it's quite a stack. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go through here and see if anything needs to be culled and just reacquaint myself with some of these records. And it has been a very rewarding listening experience from the beginning at Blue Note all the way through the Columbia stuff. I'm not even done yet, but I've gotten through a lot. And this record really grabbed me. I knew it was great, but I just hadn't heard it in a while. And we played some Hawkins, Coleman Hawkins, a minute ago. We're going to hear him again. This was a Riverside record. It might have been his first Riverside record. It's called Monk's Music. And it's a septet. It's got John Coltrane on it. It's a great record. If you don't have this record, you got to go get it. G.G. Grice, Ray Copeland on trumpet, Coleman Hawkins and John Coltrane on tenors, and Art Blakey on drums. Art Blakey is, in my opinion, the best drummer to accompany Monk. He, I don't know what Art was doing behind Monk, but he was my favorite. I always loved the Art Blakey stuff that Monk made. And but this record, or this tune, it doesn't feature all those people. It's just Coleman Hawkins playing Ruby My Dear with the Thelonious Monk trio, and it's just a killer, absolute killer. So check it out, Ruby My Dear, Coleman Hawkins with Thelonious Monk. Thank you.
LRK is proud to support the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, a nationally recognized full-service architectural planning and interior design firm. LRK has advanced to the built environment in the city of Memphis for over 40 years. Learn more about how LRK can bring your ideas to life at lrk.com.
That was, guess who that was? Is there anybody who doesn't know who that was? I don't think so. That was Sarah Vaughan with How High the Moon. And these Emmerke records, whenever they say in the land of hi-fi, they're always really good. I don't know what that was all about, but they made a bunch of Patti Page in the land of hi-fi and a bunch of singers, you know, all in the land of hi-fi. And well, this band had Roy Haynes on drums and Cannonball Adderley on alto, arranged by Ernie Wilkins. So that right there means it's going to be cooking and good. But if you're ever out perusing the record stores and you see Emmerke, anybody in the land of high five, I recommend it. Sight unseen. Before that, we had Terry Gibbs with Lemon Drop. I didn't realize how long that song was going to be. That was took forever. I love that little vocalese thing they did at the beginning and the end. That was a short-lived phenomena that didn't, it happened in the kind of the mid-50s that people were doing that, or maybe earlier than that. But anyway, Lemon Drop was a very famous boppish tune. And we started out with Thelonious Monk, Ruby My Dear, his trio plus one. That was Coleman Hawkins on the tenor. And that was awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right, I have run out of time. I didn't run out of records, I'll tell you that. I'm looking at my list here. I've got like 10 records unplayed that I'll have to save for next time. Actually, next time I'm here, I'm going to be doing my annual Thanksgiving special. So stay tuned for that in 2 weeks. We will bring you all of the greatest food-related jazz tunes that I can come up with. And Monk's going to be on there. He wrote a Thanksgiving tune. I think it's called Turkey Stuffin' or Stuffin' Turkey, something like that. So stay tuned for that. Mark your calendar. Get ready for the holiday. And you have been listening to WYXR 91.7. Please become a member and donate and join our family. This has been Let's Get Lost, bringing you the best in jazz. And as always, we appreciate you supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. Thank you for letting me serve your listening needs. And I am down the road.
you.